Good morning, how are you on this fine, beautiful day? Hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll be glad, we will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I've been gone, I've been traveling all week, so just got back, and I gotta be honest with you, I'm kind of out of it. You know, some days when you read a lot, when you read daily, maybe not a lot, but daily, you just have times where your mind is kind of all over the place. And it's been like that the last couple of days. But you got to zone in. You got to make yourself enjoy this stuff and get into the Word, because it does change your mind. It does change and alter the way you look at life. And it's spiritual. You can't ever forget that. The Word is spiritual. It's not carnal. It's not out of the five senses. And it will cut through. It's a discerner of both the emotional revolvings of the mind, so your emotional thoughts, and also your thoughts. It'll cut through both. And it divides both the soul and the spirit. It divides the carnal mind and the spiritual mind. It's a wonderful tool to use in life. And I just implore you to read it. It's wonderful. But anyways, if you go to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, let's actually do verse 3. It says, sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, or by the face or your presence, the heart is made better. If you're going through a time of grief, just know, change your mind and understand it's okay. It's actually better than laughter. That's what the Word says. If you jump down to verse 5, it is better to hear the rebuke or the sharp criticism of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. If you're being criticized by someone who's above you, who has wisdom, who walks in wisdom, not a bad thing, even though it's bothersome, even though the ego will not like it. You got to understand that. Verse 8, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. I think this is super important too. If you're starting something, it's not going to be the greatest. When we started the business, it was ruthless. It's better now. But as we do new things, I always have to put in my mind, man, like, it's probably going to be difficult, but that's okay. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit better than the proud in spirit. It's better to be patient in life as well. Not everything's going to come at you right away. It takes time. Verse 10, say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. And this is something that's not easy to do either, looking back on your life and saying, why is it that the former days were better than now? Not good to do. You can't do that. Better is the sight of the eyes and the wandering of the desire. You stay focused on today. If you're thinking in the past, don't do it. If you're thinking in the future, don't do it. Sufficient is the evil thereof today. Take no thought for tomorrow, for sufficient is the evil thereof today. There's enough going on right now. If you jump down to verse 13, consider the work of God, for who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? In the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider God hath set the one over and against the other, or side by side, to the end that man should find nothing past him. If you're going through days of glorious things where you're prospering, know that that's a day God set up for you. If you're dealing with a day of adversity, knowing God said that, knowing that God's there with that. But all of it is so that we find nothing past him. Because usually when you're going through stuff, you turn to God. Well, at least I turn to God. I would hope that you turn to God. If you're going through a time of struggle, turn to God. Face him. And wonderful things will happen. Be not righteous over much, verse 16, neither make thyself overly wise or beyond what is necessary. Why shouldest thou make thyself lonely? This is always mind-blowing to me. If you're a person who's into wisdom and understanding and gaining knowledge, just know that you're going to, with much wisdom comes much grief or sorrow. The more you know, the more sorrow or mortification you have. And it's not me saying it, it's biblical. The point is that this life is to find God, to go to God, to learn from God. It's not a hard thing to do, just read his word. It's wonderful. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God, never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. And have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray for everything that's going on, that it gets done. I pray for the financial just distress, the pressure, that you just relieve it. I ask you that you continually provide sales and continually move the business forward. I'm very, very thankful for the moments again of my life and for the things that you do. I'm thankful for each and every moment. I pray for the whole situation with the lawyers, that you take care of that. I thank you we can go to you. And I also thank you that we have a person that can handle these types of situations. I also am very, very grateful for my family. I pray for my brother's hand, that it gets back to 100%. And I'm thankful for everything you do for protecting him in that situation. And just for each and every person that we work with, you bless them as well. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.